Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The program is live. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments during this recording, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 31325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, address 582 Lee Street, telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and it is free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Time 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministries. Again, 582 Lee Street, Marion. Just simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And I have a thought for you today. It may be a little lengthy, but it's a good thought. So let me get that up for you right now. The subject is Heart's Call. There is a voice within which occasionally gets our attention and tries to remind us of how good and beautiful we are. It calls us from a time long ago when we first arrived for our journey in and through time and space. Those first moments were filled with pure joy, pure play, pure adventure. Whenever you meet someone today with a pure, innocent, and trusting heart, let them remind you of yourself during those first early years. They invoke the purity of your own heart and invite you to be innocent again. It also shows you one of the greatest keys to real relaxation. It is the truth that we are all pure in heart. Forever, it is only what we accumulate and learn from the world around us that blocks and clogs our heart. All evil is learned and can be unlearned. All depression is the result of the illusion that we have lost something, when in truth, we cannot lose what is of true value to us. The eternal qualities of our own spirit for our own self. In a quiet moment today, listen for your heart's call. It will tell you everything is really fine. There is no need to struggle and that you are beautiful just as you are and will be again. Now that was a thought for today. And Minister Rowan Anderson, I did not just look that up because you were coming today. It popped up.
That's awesome. I love it when things like that work together.
Every time.
Every single time.
That voice you hear is Pastor Rowan Anderson, who co-pastors with his lovely wife, Megan Anderson, at the Gathering Place at the Plaza, Eastland Plaza.
Yes, 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yes, in Marion, Ohio. And he is here to share some good things with us.
Yes.
I didn't even read it.
Well, when I kept hearing the quote, and I got to some of the parts, I'm like, what a great segue into what we're going to be talking and your listening audience is going to be hearing today. I've been great. We're really, really good. We're in a heat wave, you know, so awesome. Anything that's in the 30s is a heat wave considering the last couple of days. And so I'm not a big fan of the cold, but you need every season.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Yes,
you do. We did every season. So
I know someone had on Facebook. Yes, it killed all the germs. Are you sure?
Right.
More people got sick in the cold.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it just, you know, but it's they call that polar vortex or whatever they call it that came through. And I'm not a weatherman. I just know it's. It was some cold days,
and
but
snowy
and snow
and deep snow.
Yes,
it was deep.
Now my wife loves snow, so really? You know, yeah, she really likes it, and it's pretty.
Yeah,
just don't want to get a lot of it, you know. But like I said, I think you need it every season.
Yes,
and it all serves a purpose, right? So you know,
that's right. Well, we're not in charge of that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
What's going on over at the Gathering Place?
You know, we're in a great season of development.
Okay.
And I think first and foremost, it's Megan and myself.
Right.
I really believe that pastors set the tone of their church.
True.
And so we are really driving home, you know, the need that God is good,
mm-hmm.
that God is working on us. He's mm-hmm. working on the church. So we're in a good place. And right. it's exciting to just see what God has in store, you know, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on. And we're having a great time. I tell people I found my rhythm. You know, it's the first year pastoring a church is great. It's awesome. And I tell a church all the time, you know, I get to pastor, if not the best church, you know, on the planet. And
so
what a joy.
Years have you been pastoring at the Gathering Place?
So we're entering our third year, 2015. Yeah. So Megan reminds me, you know, I keep thinking it's 4 years, you know, but officially it's our third year. We did a year of sabbatical.
Right.
And you really, you know, we're getting our rhythm. And we never want to get ahead of God. You want to run in rhythm. And that's
right.
for anybody, that anything you're doing for the Lord, to not get burnt out, is to walk in the rhythm that God has for you.
Right.
Have routines, yes. Have your ritual. Have the things that you do. But never get to a place where you're either ahead of God or you're behind God. Just run in the rhythm of His Holy Spirit. And especially who you are as well. God doesn't remove who you are. He wants to have, no pun intended, He wants to have a relationship with you.
Right.
He wants to have an empowered relationship with you. So, yeah, in 2019, I'm just sensing this rhythm of what God is doing, and I'm super excited about it. And I'm telling people all the time, too, if you have a dream, this is the season
right.
for fulfillment of dreams. I'm just super, super excited, you know, for what God has in store and for what God is doing.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And how are your lovely daughters doing?
They're growing up.
Yes, they are.
They are. They are growing up, and parenting is one of the biggest challenges. It's so much more difficult than pastoring, because they live with you, and you live with them.
Right,
and, you
right.
know, and they know the dad who's behind the pulpit, and they know the dad who is, you know,
in the house.
So yeah. they're my biggest fans, you
well,
know.
Great.
And I asked them.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Your children are behind you.
Right, right.
And along with you.
Well, you know, and I asked them on yesterday, we were having dinner together, and I said, so, you know, what'd you get on Sunday? What'd you get with the message on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my oldest daughter says, you know, Dad, sometimes I know what you're talking about because I have the notes, but there's other times where I get it. You were talking about the vision for victory.
Right.
And that warms my heart.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yes. So there. Their comments and things of that nature really warms my heart. I love them both. They're just amazing. I get the privilege of dropping my youngest to school, you know, for the most part. And I posted a picture today of just her beautiful smile, you know, and she picks the music on the way to school, you know, and she's just, you know, it was great worship music, especially today. She was just kicking some of the tunes. I'm like, you go, girl.
Oh,
so yeah, so they're awesome. Thank you for asking about them.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, some pastor, some don't have their wives with them, and
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're not backing them up, it means the world, not only your congregation but your community.
Absolutely.
A family that is together.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Leading people.
Absolutely.
In the right direction.
Absolutely.
You know, so I really.
Yeah.
I admire that very, very much.
Awesome.
Yes. And 3 years, I know, is a growing process, just like anything else.
Absolutely.
It's
yeah. Oh,
process.
Yeah. You're being transformed daily. You know, see, people think because you age,
mm-hmm.
that growth is like that, that just as another year comes,
right,
I'm automatically going to grow. No, in every relationship, You know, and that's why today, really, our time together, we're going to be talking about behind the scenes to how we got to this relationship empowerment seminar and why we're actually doing it. Because I know there's people out there that's probably wondering, okay, you're married for 25 years and the speakers have been married for a number of years as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so what really are you guys thinking about? So I'm excited to kind of share with the listening audience behind the scenes what went into having this relationship empowerment seminar. And I think the audience and those who are going to be attending this coming Friday and Saturday are really going to leave empowered. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like I said, they're going to walk away saying, I've got some tools I can use to grow.
That's what we need.
Because growth is not automatic. Yeah, growth.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
you got to be intentional. You got to be intentional. No matter what season you're in your life, whether is that you're single or whether you're married, growth is not intentional. You have to be intentional. You have to make a decision by faith that I'm going to grow.
Yes.
And that's what we hope, you know, that people will walk away with on Friday and Saturday at this Relationship Empowerment Seminar.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So you said you're going to share a little bit with us about how you came up with this relationship seminar. So let's go.
Well, I got to give shout out to Pastor and First Lady Jackson from Mays Community Temple.
Okay.
I've known him for a number of years. Just a dynamic man who's known this community, a great leader. Mm-hmm. He came to me and my wife, and he said, you know what, I've been praying, and I really believe that, you know, this is something the Lord would have us to do. And, okay. And I was honored that Megan and myself came to his mind, and he said he had another couple that he was going to ask as well, which is Pastor Tim and Marlene from Cornerstone here in Marion. So two amazing couples and just great churches. And the moment he suggested, I'm like, this is awesome. Wow. Relationships are critical, vital. So that's how it starts. So this really is, you know, the baby from Pastor Jackson and from his beautiful wife. And Megan and myself with Pastor Tim and his wife, we're just privileged that we're joining together with him in this idea. We believe it's going to change the landscape of Marion. I think anytime we can speak on relationship is always a good thing.
Right.
It's always a good thing, because that's one thing you're always going to face is relationships.
That's true.
So we got together. This was months ago, and we've been working behind the scenes of just, you know, how we can do things. And so the gathering place is just privileged to host it. So we're excited that they're going to come use our facility. And, you know, so there's a lot of work the next couple of days. So I will be extremely busy on Thursday and getting ready for Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, so I want people to know this was something that Pastor Jackson was just in prayer, and the Lord impressed upon his heart. And I'm glad we have leaders who are seeking the face of God. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, it is.
We have leaders who care about the community as he does. And so many other leaders, of course. I don't want to leave anybody out. We got some tremendous spirit-filled, good, compassionate
pastors,
people. Pastors and other community leaders, you know, that are leading. And we want to do our part. As faith, you know, leaders, you know, who believe in Christ, we want to do our part to enhance and empower our community. And so that's really what it's about.
Oh, we need that so desperately, because it seems like morale has just fallen a lot.
Yeah.
Over the few years that I can even think back, say like a 20-year span, they have just fallen and people are mad and people are angry. They
absolutely
don't speak to you. You know, they want to run you over with the cart in the grocery store. It's like, well, come on, what's going on? Aren't we all going to the same place?
Or right.
The same party. We all got Super Bowl. Now, come on now. I want to make it to mine alive, right? And
correct.
Uninjured.
Yep.
I'm thinking, what is wrong with people? But it's the morale of our nation right now, and how important for us to have love.
Right. It's an issue of the human heart.
Yes.
And so I'm not going to let people think we're going to be able to address every issue at this relationship empowerment seminar. For example, just parenting. We're not going to deal with parenting. It may be a spillover, but our main focus is really dealing with that individual who is out there and who is asking, how do I do relationships right? There are many ways that people perceive relationships are supposed to be. Hence the reason why we have the challenge, as you so eloquently referred to earlier, about people road rage and things of that nature.
Yes.
So there are people thinking, what do I do? I'm in this season of being single. How do I maximize that? Yet it's not a singles conference, because that's a whole different topic. We want to let them know that here's how you do relationship according to the biblical scriptures that are timeless, that are universal, so they can walk away embracing not only their singleness, mm-hmm. but lead and live a life from that. And I don't want to share too much, because right, you know, that's going to be one of the topics I'll be talking about. But then on the other hand too, we want to address the people who are married, mm-hmm. and some of the men as well, to say, you know what, honey, I want to be intentional in 2019 to grow, and if right. I grow, our relationship can grow, and vice versa as well, for the spouse to say, you know, for the wife, you know what, I also want to intentionally grow as well.
Right.
So why don't we go to this relationship empowerment seminar? They're going to feed us, for, you know, as part of the admission to get it, get some food. And let's see if we can get some tools that we can add to our tool belt, right, so we can build a more fruitful and productive life. And I think the spillover of that will be, as parents, if you've been so blessed to, you know, mm-hmm. to have children, but even also your relationship back with your coworkers, if you're single, to go back into your work environment, just be a better person.
True.
You know, just be a better person. If you can learn one thing in 2019 that can make you be a better person, well, we all win, don't we? Right.
Yes, we all win.
So that's kind of what we're looking to do. And man, we're so excited about it. We really are. We're absolutely excited about it. So yeah, it's going to be on February the 8th and 9th. It starts at 7 p.m., goes till 9 p.m., and then Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. And it's worth every single, you know.
So it's a two-day seminar.
It's a two-day seminar, yeah. We don't believe we could cover everything in the one day. And so, you know, we know some people may just, you know, come on the Friday, and others, we would trust that we'd come to both days. And, you know, your registration covers both days, whether you're able to make it or not. Right. But Friday is going to be a different look, a different feel than Saturday, and we trust that by the time it's complete, it's over, that we've given you enough tools to move ahead for 2019.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that means that a lot of people can get out of the horoscopes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because believe it or not, a lot of people want to know what's ahead for 2019.
Yes.
You know, and they're already looking for their future. Well, they probably did that in December.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so ready at your hands. It's all on Facebook. You know, what does 2019 look like? Who's going to be in your life? You know, who are you? What are you like? You
right.
know? And I find that is also a lot of our holdbacks from growing.
Ah.
Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want? What do I like? You know, and I first ventured that when I was like 25.
Okay.
And I thought, you look around you and you think, well, is this my life, or am I here for another reason? You know, so far I don't think it went so well.
Right.
So what am I going to do now?
Let's make some adjustments. Yeah.
Yes. And I think that once a person really understands who they are, I don't know if you agree with this or not, the road is easier.
Oh. So let me rephrase it this way, because I agree, but if I may rephrase it this way.
Go ahead.
It's simple. It's simple.
Okay.
And that's what makes it easy.
Okay.
Changing is not easy. Changing is simple.
Oh, yes.
But it's not easy to walk it out because of the opposition, because of our tendencies to refer back to the way things are. A prime example, of course, being a pastor, I'm going to refer to the Bible.
Right, of course.
And so we've been looking at this concept of the Exodus, coming out of the world, coming out of a mindset.
There you go. That's a good one, right?
Yeah, and that is what relationship is really about. That if you look at the children of Israel, one of the most important events in the history of a nation, not just nation of Israel, but any nation, is freedom.
Right.
Is freedom. And so what should people be looking for in 2019? The simple answer is freedom.
Yes.
It's freedom. Because with freedom, then, you really see the grace and the mercy and the compassion, the justice of God, right?
Because
He never designed us to be oppressed. He never designed us to be controlled by anybody.
True.
And so relationships can tend to be that way, where we feel controlled, or in any relationship. That's a whole other topic we can talk about. So I think for 2019, the real goal is I want freedom to grow. And so what's holding us back? Well, part of that is I believe what I've called, we have to reframe our life.
Right, right.
What frame, how are we framing the world that we're looking at?
True.
For some people, that frame is a barrier, mm-hmm. as opposed to being a boundary.
Right.
And so what happens when you live with barriers, you always then can find an excuse not to grow. It's real easy mm-hmm. to find an excuse not to grow.
True.
Though growth is simple, it's not easy. And so that's what we have to look at. So in this Relationship Empowerment Seminar, what we're attempting to do by the grace of God is to reframe people's world and to see not barriers anymore,
right.
but to see the boundaries that God has put in people's lives so we can do relationship. Mm-hmm. And that first boundary comes with Him. So one of the challenges, we have a tendency to go back to what's familiar.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because it's become a way of life for us.
Right. For too long.
For sometimes. Way too long. Yes. Absolutely. For way too long. Yes. Yeah. And so that's a challenge, right?
And it's a comfort zone.
There you go. And that is why we're going to give you the tools and how to build the future, how to build the foundation mm-hmm. of what you want to build the rest of your life on.
There you go.
And so that's why when Pastor Jackson came and said, hey, this is on my heart, I knew it was from God. And I knew that our city would benefit tremendously,
oh, yeah.
you know, from this, because we don't want anything to hold Marion back. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the question. What is holding Marion back from being that city, if I can use a biblical term, that city on a hill, you know, that shining yeah. city on a yeah. hill, you know, yeah. that corporations want to come and say, I want to do relationship with
oh,
this city.
Powerful.
You see what I'm saying? So yes, this is not yes. just some gathering of people. That's some religious group getting together.
Right.
What Pastor Jackson had in his heart that he was so gracious to share with us and invite us into this journey with him is this is what can help our city. Yeah, I'm going to say that's bold. Mm. How can a Relationship Empowerment Seminar by church people help our city? Mm. Absolutely. That's what we're here as community leaders is to do, yes. is to help people see their city and be able to say hi to their neighbors again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it first right. begins by dealing with marriage and dealing with people who aren't married and giving the tools that they can use. So yeah. there's really nothing holding you back from growing in 2019. Nothing whatsoever.
And for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You're the only person. So to go back to that biblical story, mm-hmm. really the key component is this. And I've been teaching this to our church and they've been getting this. Is number one, you have to look at the landscape. Marion itself is the land and it speaks, right?
That's true.
We know Marion speaks because people have heard things about the city.
Oh, yes.
You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. so we have to look at our landscape and say, what is our land telling us? Biblically, the land spoke.
Yes, yes.
Ooh. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. and it spoke because when we see them come out of Egypt mm-hmm. and where they were located, they thought the land had shut them in, and therefore the relationship changed okay. with Moses. You see, first thing that happened was relationship. First thing was relationship with God changed because now they're like, hold on, why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
They were used to a certain type of relationship, but now they got out of that. Now they're saying, what do we do now?
Right.
And so with Marion, we have to change the landscape because right. this is a state that I've always declared. God, your grace is upon this city. And a couple of my friends, great pastors, mm-hmm. Pastor Dan from Hope Church, says Marion's best days are ahead. He's not saying that the years of the people who have built this city is to be forgotten.
Oh,
no, we can never right. say that. We're just simply saying we continue to look for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen, amen.
And that's what we're really about,
amen.
You know. So wow. yeah, so now change the landscape first and foremost. You live in this city, you start speaking, declaring, this city has great potential. This city has great prosperity. You know, companies want to come here. They want to do business with us.
Yes.
Because we know how to do relationship.
Great, great. That is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It just really is. I just like when the Lord lights a fire under you. I mean, it's
come
so
on.
Powerful. It just shoots across the airways, you know. It just really does. And
yeah.
It helps people be inspired and want to be a part of something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I mean, oh, my gosh. Growing.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
intentionally growing.
Absolutely.
Not because somebody's trying to make me grow.
Correct.
Change my mind.
Right.
I want to.
There it is. There it
I
is.
I want to be better. I want to be a better person.
Right. And part of it, too, is this concept of walking by faith.
Yes.
The people who decide to come to this Relationship Empowerment Seminar, I want them to maximize, first of all, their investment of their time, because they'll never get that back.
Right.
And we want to respect that. So we're working diligently. We're working as hard as we can to present, two nights where God himself will be pleased and he will be exalted, first and foremost. But we want the people who are investing their time to really enjoy the fellowship, meeting other people, mm-hmm. but really getting some tools right. to really help them. You know, we don't have all the answers. I'll be honest. We don't have all the answers. Pastor Tim and his wife and Pastor Jackson and First Lady Lon, we don't have all the answers. But we do know who we believe is the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we can communicate that across,
right.
we have done what we're supposed to be doing. But I think not only just investment of their time, we want to look and say, I've invested my time to grow.
Right.
And if they can walk out of those double doors at the gathering place at 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and they can say, man, we got some tools.
Yes.
And they can, like you said, make that decision by faith. See, it's got to be by faith because yes. if it's not by faith, you're missing out on the most powerful source that there is, and that's the Lord. So invest your time, yes. Invest your money. But, man, invest in the God who gives you the faith to say, we can do this
right.
if you're married or if you're single. I can do this.
Yes.
And that's what excites me. That's what brings the passion. I know that excites the other two couples as well,
definitely,
you know, that
definitely.
That's going to be speaking. Yeah.
And I think one of the most powerful questions that was presented to me was, I know you know the Lord and I know you read the Bible.
Yeah.
But have you allowed the Word to transform you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, not just in certain areas, it does happen. You are transformed. But
right.
sometimes them areas, like you're saying, that you really need it.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Something you've been struggling with a long time. You've just been carrying those heavy bags with you for years.
Right.
That thing you don't want to give up.
Right. Right. So this is now that scripture that really brings us home, right? It
mm-hmm.
really, it's almost like it hits the bullseye. Any word that God has spoken that's captured in the writings that we know as the Bible, it hits the mark.
Yeah.
There's no word that God declared doesn't hit the mark, doesn't
that's
hit the
true.
Bullseye, hits it right there. And he tells us with such an encouraging word that faith comes by hearing.
Yes, it does.
And hearing by the word of God. So my love for the word is not reading just any book.
Right.
I'm reading how to build my faith because fear constantly is knocking at my door.
Yes, it is.
So there's a couple right now that's debating, should we come to this Relationship Empowerment Seminar? That's fear.
Right.
That's fear coming. You know, legitimate excuse. Of course, I got to work. There's legitimate excuses. No guilt, no condemnation. But there are people out there, whether single or whether married right now, thinking, should I really make the investment to come to this?
Right.
Man, we're going to be talking about the Word.
Yes.
And what you said, it brings transformation
yes,
to your life.
Yes, it does.
So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Word of God.
And that is ultimately who brings a transformation. There's nobody that knows me better than God. Why wouldn't I read his
again.
Word
yes.
that reveals to me what
right.
I need to know?
Right.
So where the Bible is silent on, my faith is built to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And where the word speaks that place in my life, my faith is there to trust him to transform me. So he's got it covered.
Yes, he does. Yes,
but it all
does.
Comes down ultimately, do you have a relationship with God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a relationship with, you know, the person you're married to? Do you have a relationship, you know, if you're mm-hmm. single, you know, your relationships? And,
true,
and I think those things are very important. You
yes,
know,
they are.
Very important.
And, you know, do you want a personal relationship with Christ?
Yeah, now that's
other than,
a,
you know,
oh,
other
yeah.
than, you know, what I hear on Sundays or
right.
I turn on the TV and listen to some pastors and I'm going on about my day. But I,
sure.
I did hear the word and did come through, but it's a little different, a whole lot of different.
Yeah.
About that personal one-on-one relationship with God.
Well, absolutely. So here is three different pastors.
Mm-hmm.
We pastor different churches.
Right.
But here we're coming together because of our personal relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
And that's what makes it exciting is that, you know, if it was a marriage conference, it'd be a different direction, different directive. But the three of us, right, we have a personal relationship with the Lord. And, of course, our spouses do as well. And so that is what brings this unique, you know, opportunities because yes, we are coming from a place of, no, God knows everything about me. He knows everything about me. He knows my struggles. He knows my secrets. He knows my strength. He knows everything. And if I stay in tune with his word, back to that rhythm again, walking in that rhythm, that's really what a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is all about, is walking in the rhythm of knowing what God says about me and embracing that, right?
Right, of course.
And that's what we're trying to do. Without coming across preachy.
Yeah.
Jesus never came across preachy.
You got to be genuine and real, right?
Absolutely.
Man, this is a woman.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. You know, and so, and I encourage people to do their own relationship study on Jesus and everything. You're going to come to this conclusion, though, so I can save you time. Now, go ahead and do the study, but I can save you time and let you know that he is absolutely the real deal.
Yes.
He really is.
Yes.
He really is.
Yes. Yes.
And I think I can speak on behalf of both of the other pastors and their wives is that they would say the same thing, too. Jesus is the real deal. And so that is what our prayer is, that we communicate that this coming Friday and Saturday.
Right.
You know,
right,
is your empowerment comes from even a scripture that was chosen, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, was just perfect, you know, and it says, and now these three things remain. So when the dust settles, when everything, you know, just dissolves, faith, hope, and love is there, but the greatest of these is love. And so we are prayerfully, we're going to unpack that on Friday and Saturday, that people can look and say, you know what, of all the arguments we've had, of everything that we have, before I say I do, I want to know the greatest of these, which is love.
Absolutely.
And before we say we're done,
okay,
we want to get to a place where we can say the greatest of these is love.
Yes.
That is what we really is the bookends to this empowerment summit. Before I say I do, and before I say I'm done. Man, that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Because how many people fit within those bookends?
We all do.
Absolutely, we all do. Absolutely.
We all do.
Excuse me. Yeah, we all do. You know?
We're all struggling with that, you know. Or have.
Yeah. How do I know this is the right person for me? You know, how do I know that I should continue this year? Like, let's be transparent. Let's be real.
Right.
There are people right now saying this is the year. If things don't change in 2019, oh, I'm done.
True. You're right. You're right.
In all of our churches.
Yes.
And so we want to be able to address that, to say, you know what? Give it one more year. Give it one more year. And you decide, not your spouse, you decide, I'm going to grow this year. I'm going to make a decision by faith. And there's a key component right there, by faith, because he says faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these
is love.
Is love. In one of the, in my session, I'm going to be doing this amazing just illustration of how people can see this love, hope, and faith, and how it really works together, both for those who are married and again, for those who are you know, or single. And I know some of the topics that the other pastors are going to be talking about. It's going to be awesome. You're going to definitely get some great teaching, some great tools that's going to transform you.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm encouraging everybody, if they can, mark it on your schedule. If you haven't, you know, received a ticket yet, you'd like to come, you can, you know, do it at the door. You know, but we just know whoever shows up, who's ever going to be there, who's deciding to come, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a really, really good time. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yes. Go with a paper and pen and get some notes and, you know. And so we're also looking to do a breakout where we're going to pull the men aside.
Okay.
And it's going to be neat. So married men with other men who aren't married, and just, you know, just have a conversation with them and just, you know, and talk and find out from them, You know, hey, talk to us. You know, you know, what's going on? How can we serve you? What are some of the challenges that you're facing?
Right.
And we believe in that sort of context and in that kind of community, great things happen. Mm-hmm. Great things happen in community. Yes, and so there's going to be that as well. So, but if you're the shy person, don't want to talk, that's okay.
Yeah, listen.
I'll do plenty of talking for you. Yeah, you have to.
Right, you come and listen.
You come and listen.
Yeah, make
you come
notes.
And listen.
Take
yeah.
them home and study them.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
That's great. I mean, that's how you really reach people. That's almost, it's very close to a 101.
There it is. Now, if we go down that lane, we'll be here all night because now you're really talking
but
about discipleship.
Group,
absolutely.
Saying, you know, it's close to 101. Yeah.
Well, that's the goal. Ultimately,
yes.
Every time you're communicating,
right.
Your goal is that you're connecting one-on-one with people, whether
right.
it's 500 people or 50 people. So you're absolutely right. What you just talked about mm-hmm. is the result of being transformed,
right.
is one person reaches somebody else who reaches somebody else.
Right.
The biblical term for that is called, and what I was going to say was, but it's called discipleship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's discipleship.
Right.
And in discipleship, you have relationship, you have leadership, you have mentorship. But the right. essence of it, in its original, is really about discipleship. And Jesus he was a master
That's
of that.
True.
Selected 12, was close to 3,
mm-hmm.
you know, just poured into people. And guess what, Minister Linda? It works.
Yes, it does.
Jesus says, this is how you do relationship.
Because,
mm-hmm. remember, there are many ways people are doing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are frustrated right now. It's not working.
Oh, yeah, they are. Many of them.
It's not working.
Yeah.
So our goal is to be able to. Yeah.
Okay.
So don't let anything hold you back. You know, you come on out, and it's gonna be an awesome time. Yeah, it's gonna be an awesome time. So yeah.
Both days.
Yeah.
And I find that it helps me. First, all the years I attended BITM.
Uh-huh.
Last year I went to the marriage conference.
Okay. Okay.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
But it helped me to see a bigger picture.
Absolutely.
Of
yeah.
me and people
yep.
that are around me.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
And like.
I'm glad you went. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. After all these years.
Yeah.
So yes, Lord bless and say the same. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Friday night.
And the people needed you to be there. You know, sometimes
right.
people underestimate their value.
That's true.
And their worth, right?
That's true. That's
so
true.
In your brokenness, you still can be a blessing.
Yeah.
Come on, I don't want to start preaching. But, you know, but that's the whole goal because Christ is the one that does the work of bringing the transformation. We just got to be bold enough. So, you know, he doesn't want us to stay in our dysfunction.
Right.
But he definitely doesn't want us to be afraid to come in our dysfunction.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
And I understand that, but I also understand this. It takes courage.
A lot of courage.
It takes courage to move
yeah.
that foot toward that transformation.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
like you said, there's fear stopping you at the door. Were you mm-hmm. sure you really want to go to that? I
mm-hmm.
mean, you're doing okay, right? But like you said, we all can use tools.
Oh, big
to
time.
To do better.
Big time.
To do better with our lives and relationships. Wow.
Even building the tabernacle,
mm-hmm.
or the tent of meeting, as it was called before, became the tabernacle, then became the temple, required tools.
Right.
That
yeah.
in God's relationship with a nation, he gave them the creativity to even make the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So we're literally, see, we can't take all the credit. None of us can take the credit in terms of the speakers, because we're all a product of someone else's tool.
Yes.
That they were able to skillfully look at Scripture and pour into us.
Right.
And we're just basically saying, hey, you know, the light bulb already exists. Our prayer is that we can just increase the wattage. That's all.
Mm.
We're not here to reinvent the light bulb. We're not here to reinvent some relationship thing. This is not some new insight that nobody knows.
Right.
We just prayerfully hope that we can increase the wattage, that people
mm-hmm.
can say, I can see now.
Right.
I can see now.
Yes.
I am not going to quit. On my marriage, and the individual who's not married is, I'm going to give up on it. There's no hope for me to get married. It's never going to happen. First of all, stop saying that, number one.
True.
But number two, know your value. Know
yes.
your worth.
Yes.
That you are to make a contribution to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
What greater call?
Right.
than that, to know that you're of great value. So we need you. Come on out and be a part of what God is doing at 1300 Mount Vernon, you know, the gathering place. And like I said, we're just thrilled that we get to host, you know, this event, which we're believing is going to be, you know, maybe twice a year, or even, you know, definitely yearly, right. We're looking, or at least in twice a year. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what God has in store? This is our first one. This is our Genesis, and
yes.
And we're excited about it. And, you know, we're going to, like I said, you know, we are doing everything we can to really make this an enjoyable 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to enjoy myself. Wow. So, yeah, I know I'm going to enjoy myself.
I intend to enjoy myself because I was telling my grandson, you're always learning.
Always.
When you're not learning, something's wrong.
Because you're not growing then.
Right. Yeah. You're not growing because you
yes.
won't listen.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear what no one else has to say.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
And you think you got all the answers.
Right.
I don't think there's anyone alive that has all the answers.
Yeah, there's only one. It's Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know and understand when wise counsel is coming unto you.
That's right.
Right? You
yeah.
want to be able to recognize it.
Right.
Right?
And so what is one of the challenges of why we don't embrace wise counsel? We don't know how to do relationship.
Okay.
We don't know how to do relationship. Everything that we discuss, everything that's discussed, goes back to relationship. The moment God says, let there be light, he invoked relationship.
Right.
The moment he said that, relationship to the earth to him,
right.
that he wanted to know there's a separation, that I'm God, so creation is not God. Creation is the product of what God spoke.
Right.
There's a healthy relationship. And so they stay in orbit. They do the bidding of what the creator mm-hmm. told the creation to do. In that, it was the creator's idea. Now let's do relationships with this creation. And then he makes man. The crown and jewel. All we're trying to do now, by the grace of God, is to restore that again.
Right.
And that is what really it's all about. So, you're never going to run away from a relationship.
True.
I think David says so eloquently in the Psalms, the great poet and King David says, where can I go from his presence? Relationship. If I ascend to the highest mountain, he's there, relationship.
Right.
So he's saying when we have mountain experience, when we're successful in our marriage, mm-hmm. when we're successful, guess what? God is there.
Yes, he is.
And if you're single, you get that promotion, whatever, and you're on that mountaintop mm-hmm. experience, he's there with you because yes, it's called relationship. But here it is as well. And if I met myself in the lowest parts of the earth,
mm-hmm.
yeah, God is there as well. David describing for us so poetically and so eloquently and so prophetically,
yes,
declaring to us the omnipresence of Almighty
can't
God.
Get away from here.
Come on, man. You can't get away.
Go.
So to ask the question for those who are asking, why would we want to do a relationship empowerment
right.
seminar?
Mm-hmm.
We have no choice.
That's true.
And
we
have to do
God
this.
Feels, he sees and feels the need. That's why he
absolutely.
Gave that dream.
Yes. Yep.
Pastor Jackson.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And he shared it with those God chose.
Yes. We believe that.
Yes.
We believe that.
To bring it forth.
We believe that.
I do too.
Yeah. And that's the whole concept of, you know, and if I may just add this part, you know, this is the season that I'm prophetically declaring that God is fulfilling dreams
mm-hmm.
for those who, with faith,
right.
not just by faith. I've been teaching a church. I said, by faith is the dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the by faith, and then there's the work of faith,
right?
Which brings about a transformation, right? And then there's finally the with faith,
right?
And you read through in the scripture, especially in the Gospels, mm-hmm. when miracles would take place, Jesus would turn to them, and Jesus would say this, your faith has done this.
Oh, yes.
Your
yes.
faith has done
that.
So
great, I mean.
Can we hear those words? Is there a married couple right now that's going to attend this relationship empowerment that's going to say, with faith.
Right.
Or Jesus is going to say, because of your faith, because of your trust to come on out, this is what's happened.
Right.
And so what we have to be able to do is we have a dream, but then we need a vision to get us there.
That's true.
And so we have the dream, the practical, this is what I see. I mean, how many people can look back and say, you're the woman of my dream? So when do things become a nightmare? You know what I'm saying? So it's really about.
Some say that on the outside.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
But when they
yeah.
get inside, mm-hmm. you know, it's a different picture.
Oh, I love that word.
Because they're just looking at
love
the
that
outside.
Word, picture.
They may love your hair, your smile or whatever, but when you come in closely and you begin to see that person, and but now that you see me, where do you see yourself with me?
Right, right. And for the most part, not all, but for the most part, it's really a reflection of who you are.
Yes.
You know, that person was always like that. I mean, you can only dress up for so much. And of course, you know, people can deceive us. Yeah, oh, absolutely. you can get deceived, everything like that. I'm not saying, that's why I hesitate to say it's always like that.
And it's not always like that. And I've learned this too. You get glimpses whether you receive it or not.
Yeah.
Because you can cover stuff up and go on with it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. But yes, you did.
You know
why I believe that? Because God doesn't fool his people.
Right.
He does not let us be stupid.
Right.
Now, you're only stupid because you want to be.
And thank God that when we're stupid, he's still sovereign.
He can come and pat his own back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby. I tried to show you. Oh, yeah. I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. But I got your back.
My favorite song in the world is that beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace. Oh, how sweet the sound.
Jesus, help.
Because I've been there, so.
That is beautiful.
Thank God he delivered me from my stupid. Praise God.
Even when we step there, it's like, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
If you do fall, I'm going to pick you up.
There you go. There you go.
That's so beautiful right there. I just tell you. Yeah. Thank you for coming and sharing.
Thank you, Minister Linda. I just really, and I want to thank the sponsors of this radio show as well. You know, I want to thank them all, just everyone that supports Voice of the People. Thank you so much. You make it possible for me to be here. And on behalf of the awesome team that's going to be leading us on Friday and Saturday, to Pastor Jackson and the First Lady, and to Pastor Tim and his wife, Marlene, and Megan and myself, we are looking forward to spending some time with you. Thank you for coming. We love you. And God bless you.
Till next time, be blessed. You have been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my. That's a great story. So Mother Goose
was... Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose had a few nips.
Oh, what fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route, just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH